Hi, I'm Adrian Ballou, and you're listening to Music A to Z. Woo!
Hello, and welcome to the Music A to Z podcast. I'm Steve Ferguson.
Hello, and welcome to the Music A to Z podcast. I am Douglas Ferguson.
Hello. Welcome to the Music A to Z podcast. I am Steve Ferguson.
Hello. Okay. That's all I got.
No, fair enough. Here we are at long last, episode number 100. Mm-hmm. Cannot believe it. It's crazy. Here we are. How long has it been? I want to say 2.5 years.
I was actually just looking at this while researching for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2014. I believe.
I think we released in May. I think Arcade Fire was May, wasn't it? Our first release was April 19th, 2014. We're coming up on 3 years.
April
19th. 2014. And we had a bit of a rough start there at first, trying to get the second episode between producing them and releasing them and stuff like that. But managed to go fairly regularly from that point on. But yeah, no, it's been a hell of a ride so far.
We've talked about a lot of bands, and we still haven't covered ones that, like I know we gotta get to, you know?
Oh yeah, I mean there's still lots on the queue.
And we found a lot of music, and we've gotten to be big fans of a lot of acts, I think.
Mm-hmm. And touch base with a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's been one of the cool things, is to actually like go out and chat with some of these bands and, you know, plug them, have them plug us back and forth. I mean, actually, to be honest, it's been a lot of fun. It's been really good.
You want to talk about connecting with an artist? Remy Shand occasionally does these Instagram like little live streams,
mm-hmm.
and it was like at the end of Valentine's Day, and he was apparently having a lonely Valentine's Day night. Yeah, so he just was chatting up his fans in his bedroom on Instagram. It was just kind of this nice little quaint thing, and then he's like, you want to see my Valentine's Day for the night? And he turns to this beautiful like giant upright bass. He's like, this is Matilda. And then I sent him a little thing saying, like, are we going to watch you make sweet music love with Matilda tonight? He's like, yeah, you are. Yeah, it was just this fun little moment. I kind of like, for a few artists, I've sort of broken down the artist-listener, that sort of distant relationship, and kind of closed the gap a little bit. I like to think that now that I've seen Remy Machan make musical love to his upright bass, mm-hmm. and we're a lot closer now.
Makes a lot of sense. There's a couple people from the top that I want to mention. The first, I've been remiss in not mentioning the last couple times, is our good friend Mr. Joel Bain, B-A-I-N, for you folks out there. He is an author. He's releasing his book, Each Our Own Devil. Check it out. Go to Facebook and go to Joel Bain, author. Look, you should be able to find it there. Eat Your Own Devil. Go check out his surreal, metaphysical, dark comedy. That book has the official Music A to Z podcast stamp of recommendation. He's a good friend of ours, has been for a long time, and he supports the arts. He is in the arts. We support the arts. We're in the arts. We're all arty arts. Arts, 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 arts. Arts.
He owes me a lasagna.
Does he really?
Yeah.
That cat.
Yeah. No, well, no, it's cool. Like, it's partially my fault that I just haven't claimed it yet.
Mm.
The invitation was opened for me to visit him and his missus for lasagna, and this is a door I have not walked through yet.
Ah.
I think we gotta make this happen.
I agree,
Joel. If you're listening, let's make that lasagna date happen.
I also want to thank Kyron Mountain of Podcast Smarter. I came to him with tears in my eyes and my hands outstretched.
So were you dancing with tears in your eyes?
There was no dancing going on. But I said, how on earth do I measure my podcast statistics? I'm having such a hard time with it. And he walked me through a couple options, and I wound up going with a service called Blueberry. Blueberry.
Blueberry.
Yeah, it's Blubrry.
So
Blueberry. Blueberry.
So it's a blueberry with a face full of marbles.
Basically, no E's, I guess. There was a plugin already that I was half using, but anyways, now I'm actually starting to accurately track statistics. I got to figure out how it tracks subscribers and stuff, but that's it's all done with. So I want everybody out there, if you are starting up a podcast, we'll be the first ones to tell you that it is still technically new ground in terms of software and tracking and uploading, and it's a hodgepodge of different services. Lord knows I use a lot of different programs and services to get this thing up. So if you are wanting to get your voice heard and you need a little bit of help, contact Kyron at Podcast Smarter. Check him out online, and he'll give you a helping hand. Thanks, Kyron.
Sounds great. Sounds like a great service. I'm still convinced nobody listens to the Check in the Gate podcast. Maybe that service will prove me wrong or right.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I love it, so I'm not stopping.
Let's get into a really quick item of feedback. This one came over the Facebook. Thank you. Finally. Hello. Somebody contacted us.
Ooh.
Kyron Carnes. Different Kyron. Kyron Carnes sent us a message with a couple of requests. He said, I'm looking forward to O is for One Direction and P is for Placebo.
It's very drastic shifts in sound there.
Mm-hmm.
Is he actually requesting for One Direction?
I think so.
Okay. Now, our P, I believe, has been claimed for this particular walk.
Yeah, I told him that, you know, this is just before we recorded the O is for OMC episode. And I told him, you know, O is already locked in, but we'll look into a possible Placebo episode this run. But it was just too short notice for us to begin research once I looked at Placebo's discography, which is quite large. But I think, you know, there's a possibility we could do at least one of them, perhaps both of them on our next run. So thanks, Kyron, for reaching out. I hope I pronounced that right, Kyron. Thank you very, very much for reaching out to us. And if anybody out there has a request for us and would like us to cover a band, please don't hesitate to give us a call. We'll read it out on the show. We will look into doing it if we possibly can. Some like Disco Ben's probably cursing our name because we haven't gone to Bee Gees yet. Bee Gees is just so scary.
Let's investigate if they're on Spotify. Although I've been already prepping up for a little bit for our Q episode.
Yeah, where we've decided to do Queen. Q is for Queen, which again is so scary. You know what? Maybe we should. Maybe we should. We've been putting it off for a couple years. Maybe we're going to make a commitment right here, right? Since it's the beginning of Alphabet Run anyways, we usually take a couple weeks break between runs. Maybe we should do Bee Gees.
All right. let it not be said that we don't live to please Disco Ben.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of them's still alive, right?
Well, I think one of them is. I think the other two are dead.
That's sad. Okay, folks, so as announced on Facebook page, and I posted a picture of Daft Punk expressing their love for mm-hmm. the post, mm-hmm. with our 100th episode, we've decided to do a little bit of a quiz show. Okay, so it's kind of a special episode, and I figured that there should be three rounds. Round one being general music knowledge. Round two being, do you know your co-host? Round three being, do you know the Music A to Z podcast? Specific trivia about the episodes. It's going to be three questions each. I actually dreamt about this last night, would you believe? I dreamt that we were trying to find a place to record outside for some reason. And we were interrupted by our dad wanting to borrow the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah. But on the line...
But what does it mean?
Yeah, right? I think ultimately, to be honest, what it meant was that I was afraid I would oversleep my alarm that I set for 11. And then so I had it constantly in the back of my head. I think legitimately that's what it meant. On the line, HMV is closing down all its locations in Canada. So Doug forwarded the suggestion that the loser buys the winner a reasonably priced item from HMV before the ship sinks.
Yeah, so no, like, ultra vinyl deluxe edition of all the Star Wars soundtracks. Where it brings you up $150. We'll discuss, I guess, fine details when it's at a time when it's less boring for people to listen to.
Yeah, absolutely. We agreed to make the questions challenging, but not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, we should have an ability to answer the questions, so I shouldn't be like, so, Doug, who was the understudy to Beethoven's, blah?
Yeah.
That would be just rubbish. Okay, so should we start?
Round one.
Okay, Doug, I'm letting you go first.
Okay, so we're starting with general music. I know we've had a discussion about this at some point. It's just sheer... How many albums did the Rolling Stones release between, including the years, 1964 and 1969?
Oh, balls. Between 1964 and 1969, how many...
Including those years.
Including those, inclusive of those years, how many albums...
How many studio albums
did the Rolling Stones release? 8.
No. 10. They were busy boys.
Damn it.
They were busy, busy boys.
Damn it. I do feel like we did talk about this. Do you remember when we spoke about this?
I think it just we were just looking at their collection and just being like shocked at the amount of albums that they... Like, there was a year where they released 3 albums.
Yeah. Yes, I remember speaking about that. Dang, yo. Okay. I'm starting off with an easier one.
Okay.
Okay, but that doesn't mean they're all going to be this easy.
No, I think I started off with a hard one, to be honest.
Who released the 1974 hit Kung Fu Fighting?
Oh, I should know this because I feel like it was on Top of the Shadows, wasn't it?
It definitely was.
Yeah. And it wasn't Wang Chung.
It definitely was not.
Yeah, which is a
1974 hit.
I know. For some reason, my brain associates those two songs, the Wang Chung song.
That's very bizarre.
Yeah. I'm afraid I can't... I'm afraid I have no idea.
This is gonna hurt. Carl Douglas.
Oh, I see how it is.
Carl Douglas. It was initially a B-side to the single that he was releasing to the radio stations, but the radio stations liked Kung Fu Fighting more than his A-side. All right, hit me.
Can you name... 4 bands David Friedman has done production work for.
Okay. Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
Mercury Rev.
Mm-hmm.
4 bands, eh? I've seen his name pop up. MGMT?
Yes.
Cage the Elephant.
Not Cage the Elephant.
Ah, balls. Okay, who else?
The one I thought you'd get that you didn't was Tame Impala.
Really?
And
I didn't know he produced for them.
And other answers would be Spoon or Black Moth Super Rainbow or Neon Indian. Those would be the or OK Go maybe. But yeah, I think out of those ones I thought you might get one. I actually thought you'd get Tame Impala.
I honestly didn't know. I thought he was all self-produced. Whoops. All right. There are 2 possible answers for this one, so I'm willing to grant either. What year was the Beatles' first release?
First release. Now, does that mean album or is it a single?
It would be a single.
I want to say 1960.
No, sorry. 1961 was My Bonnie. However, they were credited as Tony Sheridan and the Beat Brothers. 1962 is Love Me Do, which is fully credited as the Beatles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dang.
I thought it'd be a little earlier than the albums, but not that much.
Well, it was, but still. Not that much earlier.
Well, dang, yo. We're not doing very well so far in general music knowledge.
but we're all... The thing is, we're so close with our answers, at least.
Yes,
we're so close.
That is true. Okay, well, this is a multiple choice.
Mm.
Which of the following groups has Brian Eno not worked with directly?
Oh, no.
Devo? Sinead O'Connor? Yes? Or Ultravox?
Has Brian Eno not worked with directly? Is it Ultravox?
No. That was actually the one that I thought that you would definitely knock out originally because we mentioned in the news for Ultravox that he had worked on their debut album. So, I'm afraid the answer is yes. I scoured every one of their albums and all the personnel involved, and it was never Brian Eno.
You see, that's the thing that surprises me, right? Like, I'm so surprised by that because I had a feeling Sinead O'Connor I had a feeling she'd be in there, and like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right. I'm looking for a very specific answer for this one.
Okay.
What song does Paul White's Carbon pull primarily from?
Carbon. Oh, mm-hmm. Shoot.
Primarily. There's elements from other songs, but primarily.
Is it the one that borrows from Jean-Michel Jarre's song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh. Dun, 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 dun.
I didn't ask for how does it go. I've asked for what's the name of the track.
I know. Oxygen 2.
Sorry, Oxygen 4.
God damn it. I don't get a half point. Come on. Good grief.
The score right now is 0-0 with very close calls on most, if not all, the answers.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Round 2.
Do you know your co-host?
Are you sure? I sang the song for you.
Yeah, but I didn't ask for how does it go. I asked for what's the name.
I know. I got most of the name right. All right. I have a feeling you'll get this one.
Okay.
We'll see. So, there was that episode where we talked about our 5 favorite albums.
Yeah.
I had a list of honorable mentions, which I didn't say on the podcast, but I think that you'll know some of them.
Yeah.
Can you name 2 of the 5 favorite albums that were in the bottom 5 of my top 10? 2 seems like a fair choice. I feel like 1 was a giveaway. 2 seems like it might be more challenging. 5 was unreasonable.
Eras Moon Safari.
No.
Okay. All right.
I would go with I would accept Radiohead's Amnesiac, Neon Indian's Era Extraña, Her Space Holidays' Manic Expressive, Daft Punk's Discovery, or U2's Actum Baby.
All right.
Okay.
What is my favorite U2 song?
Your favorite U2 song?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. Ooh, that's, because I know the album.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's too much to ask if it's on that album. It could be any of them. I only got like 500 to choose from. okay, let's see.
It was mentioned in our U2 episode. And I have made no secret in the past that it is my favorite song by the way.
Is it Red Hill Mining Town?
Sorry. It was Until the End of the World.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now it makes sense.
That's interesting. That wasn't even one of my track recommendations from U2. The U2 episode.
I don't remember what your track recommendations were.
No, fair enough. It was Until the End of the World, Lemon, and Red Light.
I think Red Hill Mining Town, as you said at one point, was the song that when you think of like U2...
Yeah, it is very...
That's the song that kind of comes to mind.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right,
next.
Interesting enough, can you name my two least favorite U2 albums? The ones that I don't hold in particularly high regard. Well, actually, I mean, to be fair, this comes with a disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
I love U2, and I think these albums are good, but not great. Because just the bottom tier U2 albums.
I know because you have an unpopular opinion regarding this. So I'm going to guess Unforgettable Fire and How to Dismantle a Atomic Bomb.
Half right. The Unforgettable Fire and All That You Can't Leave Behind. I actually really like How to Dismantle a Atomic Bomb. I think you're thinking of you. I think you're not the biggest How to Dismantle a Atomic Bomb fan.
Well, I had a wavering opinion because I used to really, really like it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bit of a. How long was I in concert band?
Concert band.
Yeah. How long was I in concert band?
Now, the concert band, to confirm, is this is separate from just regular band class?
No, it's the same.
Oh, it's the same.
Yeah. As opposed to jazz band.
I want to say it was all 5 years of high school.
You are correct in that it's 5 years. It wasn't 5 years of high school, though. It was grade 7 through grade 11. But it was 5 years.
Oh. You didn't do the grade 12 band.
No, I moved on to drama. So, bravo. Congratulations. Right. First point to Doug.
Woohoo!
5 years is correct.
Okay, do you know my favorite Mercury Rev album?
Allah's Dream.
No.
Ah!
I'll see you on the other side.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, no! One of my very first CDs that I ever bought was a compilation called Now 4. What is the song I hate the most on that album?
Is it the Moffats?
What's
Girl
it called?
Of My Dreams.
God. Yes, it is!
Woo! Man, I hate that song too.
That's an awful song!
It's horrible.
Wow, you nailed that one really quickly.
Whenever I think of the bad songs on there, that's the one that comes to mind. I can't even think of the other ones off the top of my head.
Damn, I gotta play some catch up. Here we are, we're going into
round 3.
Okay.
What do you know about your own podcast?
Now this is this one I feel like you have the advantage because you've edited them, and also
I certainly hope so because apparently I need it.
and I haven't even listened to them all. I'm not gonna lie. What was the G episode for our Canadian run?
G is for Great Speckled Bird.
Correct.
Yeah! It's actually a good episode. We had a good time with that episode.
There you go, Steve gets point.
As I mentioned in our I is for Interpol episode, what was the first major musical act to follow us on Twitter unprompted?
Oh, whoa, this is really much more specific.
We were taken aback. We were taken aback.
And unprompted.
Unprompted. We didn't follow them first. We had never tagged them in anything, and they started following us.
Faded Paper Figures.
No, it's Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Ah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just like, what?
Well, Faded Paper Figures did follow us up.
They did. It was a little later though.
Okay.
It was a little later. All right.
Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Can you name any of my track recommendations from the Arcade Fire episode?
You had to pick one of the ones with like the loosest track recommendations. Oh no!
I named specific songs. You named a broad album.
I named
four songs.
Oh. Did you name Neighborhood 3, Lights Out?
No. The answers were No Cars Go, either version, Rebellion Lies, Sprawl 1 and 2 together, because I felt that they worked better as a dual double track, or Reflector off of the title track off the album.
Ugh, bones. The best I can do is tie you, I think.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Who did you sarcastically, but in good humor, refer to as No Mozart?
I have no idea.
Do you want to take a guess?
I literally have no clue. No Mozart.
Yeah, well, he's the quote was signed to the effect of, well, he's good, but he's no Mozart.
I can say that I want anybody. I have no clue. I can't. I'm trying to think of who would say that about. And it's a band we've covered on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm sorry. I just don't know.
Owen Pallett.
Oh.
Because he began composing music at such a young age.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Do you remember the connection to King Crimson for Roxy Music?
Yeah, the connection was for, I believe, the album Islands. They were auditioning new singers, and Brian Ferry had auditioned to become their singer. They turned him down, but felt that he had such a voice that they were willing to help launch his own career.
Yeah, that was, and there was also a second way, which was Brian Eno of Roxy Music has worked many times with Robert Fripp and Adrian Belew as well. Also, a bonus one, which wasn't in the episode, but was in a comment that Travis left on that episode, was John Wetton, the bassist and singer for the 70s incarnation of King Crimson, had toured as a bass player with Wax Music for a
while. Rest in peace, Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. 2-2. So Doug, let's find out if you're going to break the tie.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Back in the day, there was another podcast called The Paul and Nate Show.
Ooh, yes.
There was an episode that is the unofficial prototype for this series, Music A to Z, on The Paul and Nate Show. Without Nate, with just me and Daniel, what was the name of that episode of The Paul and Nate Show?
Holy cow. Why have you done this?
It was our unofficial first episode.
I remember listening to the episode. Mm-hmm. I remember a lot of the points in it, in that you were lamenting about the HMV closing downtown, and then you got into a bit of a tangent about Pogo. Let's just talk about bands. I want to say something like a farewell to HMV or something like that.
No, sorry. Curiously, Nate, the producer of The Paul and Nate Show, instead of making a title that was reflective of the majority of the contents, we had opened on customer service horror stories, so he chose a title derived from that. So the name of the episode was actually I Hate Mint.
I Hate Mint?
I Hate
Mint. That was I Hate Mint?
Yeah.
I remember that one. I thought that was, I didn't even know those were the same episode.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to those in years.
I Hate Mint.
That's a good story.
Yeah. All right. Now we're in a conundrum. We're at 2-2.
Wow.
But here's my thought. I think you and I should both quickly look through the episode guide and then do a one-off for track recommendation. Okay. We got ourselves a tiebreaker round.
All right.
Round 4. We've decided that for the tiebreaker, we picked an episode at random and we have to know one of the person's track recommendations off that episode.
Okay.
All right, Doug. Hit me!
Off of E is for Estero. Name one of my track recommendations.
We're in need of musical revolution.
No.
What? No?
No, it was not. It was either Thank Heaven for You, Song for Holly, or Everything is Expensive.
I'm so surprised by that. Okay. Balls?
Yeah.
Q is for Queens of the Stone Age.
Go with the flow.
Yes, that is one. I actually had 4. Go with the flow, Like Clockwork, Spires and Vinegar, Rooms, and Autopilot. Congratulations, Mr. Doug.
Woo!
Scoring 3 out of 10.
I was originally not going to say Go With The Flow. I was going to go with Feel Good Hit of the Summer. And then I'm like, no, he definitely said Go With The Flow. Maybe Feel Good Hit of the Summer was one of mine.
Might have been.
I don't know.
Woo!
Wow.
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 Okay. So I guess at some point we got to make an HMV run.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, I was expecting that whole thing to play out differently.
Yeah.
You asked some pretty tough podcast questions, I gotta say.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. But you asked some pretty tough everything else.
Well, I guess that, I did try and make it so that you could answer, but oh well.
Thank you for joining us for our 100th episode, the quiz show. I think I'm probably gonna take a pic of us at HMV. Me looking chagrined, Doug looking triumphant, posting that to our Facebook page. You should check out our Facebook page, Music A to Z Podcast. You should check out our homepage, musicazpodcast.com. You should check out our Twitter account, @MusicAZPodcast. You should also scope us out on iTunes, look up in the podcast section Music A to Z, rate and review us.
And check out my website, DougJCFerguson.com, my Twitter and my Instagram at DougJCFerguson. And Chuck in the Gate podcast. This is similar to this very podcast, but we talk about movies and in no alphabetical order. Have a listen.
Next week, we're going to be covering Canadian act Plants and Animals. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Yeah. And then in 2 weeks, Queen.
Yeah. Get ready.
I got to get ready. Yeah. I got to find my notebook. I don't know where my notebook is. It's driving me nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, because I don't know where it is. It's driving me crazy. Mm. But I definitely, for Queen, I'm definitely going to need my notebook handy. If you have any feedback, folks, again, get a hold of us. Let us know if there's any bands you think we should cover or any questions we should have asked or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, anything else, Captain?
No, happy 100th.
Happy 100th. All right, I'm going to close this out. Music A to Z podcast is hosted by Steven and Doug Ferguson and is produced by me, Steven Ferguson. You should check out our other works at DougJCFerguson.com and StephenGCFerguson.ca.
What's the dilemma? Dilemma is, do I want to get two musics or two, the whole Party Down series? Yeah, that's the dilemma.
What's the two musics that you picked out?
Plants and Animals.
Who we're covering next
week. Who we're covering, La La Land. I'm familiar with the album. Mm. Timber, Hot Dreams would be the other music, which is... Actually, I don't know much. I know a little bit of Timber. But Party Down, I've seen, is a very funny show. It created my crush on Lizzie Kaplan. It was the one
hard to beat.
Yeah.
All right, Doug. You have 10 seconds. Let's hope that the pressure makes the decision easier.
Okay.
All right, go.
I'm gonna go with the music.
The music. Okay.
Cool. There you go.
Done.
And then I think I decided, oh yeah, that's right. I also have money. I'll just buy this for my lunch.
All right. All right. Done.